Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. This month, over 1,000 new police officers take to the streets as the newest members of the NYPD.
There is no better day in the life of New York City than Police Academy graduation day.
We bring you to Madison Square Garden, where the July 2008 class officially made its debut.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the presentation of our colors and the singing of our national anthem by a member of this graduating class, probationary police officer Jessica Tellerino.
Present, oaths!
Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly presided over the graduation ceremony.
You could have chosen any number of career paths, but you place service to the public and to the New York City Police Department above everything else. That decision alone takes courage and it takes character.
This year's valedictorian, police officer David Vallee, previously worked as an economics forecaster.
I realized that I wanted to join the NYPD. I didn't want to sit in an office all day. I wanted to do something exciting, something rewarding, to feel like I help the community every day.
The New York native said his family and proximity to police officers from a young age influenced his decision to join.
Basically, I grew up in New York, in Lower East Side, Manhattan, and I live a couple of blocks away from One Police Plaza, and ever since I was a young child, I was always impressed by the officers coming in and out of One Police Plaza, and I have family that's NYPD police officers, so they always encourage me.
Police officer Darian Brooks finished with the second highest overall average, 97.3%. He received the Police Commissioner's Award.
Marine Corps Staff Sergeant, 10 years on active duty, grew up in the 75th Precinct in East New York, was a former Explorer Scout and a NYPD cadet.
Before enrolling in the Police Academy, Officer Brooks served in Iraq, where he was a tactical chief, and in Managua, Nicaragua, and Caracas, Venezuela, where he was assigned to provide U.S. Embassy protection. Officer Brooks spoke of his decision to decline a re-enlistment bonus and join the NYPD, along with his wife, Police Officer Brittany Reeves.
This was the career choice that we both wanted. We figured we served the world's greatest country, so we might as well come and protect the world's greatest city.
Officer Brooks and Vallee are two of a class of 1,013 new police officers. It is among the most diverse the department has had.
Graduates of the Police Academy were born in 58 countries, and they speak a remarkable array of languages. This class is majority-minority. It's 49% white, it's over 30% Hispanic, it's about 14.5% African-American, it's over 5% Asian. We attribute it to targeted and intensive recruiting. We think it's an excellent career choice, and we've been going to communities that we think will be important to the department in helping us police the city. About a third of this class of college graduates, it's gone up from our previous classes, so we're indeed very proud of them.
As their predecessors were, all of this class have been deployed throughout the five boroughs under Operation Impact, the program which floods problematic areas with new police officers and their supervisors.
New York is in the midst of a great renaissance, built largely on the accomplishment of your fellow police officers. We will ask you to further our work in crime reduction, in counterterrorism, and in community relations.
Operation Impact is one of the programs begun by Commissioner Kelly that has helped drive crime in New York City to its current historic low. Turning now to a new topic, in addition to driving down crime, New York City police officers drive the latest in alternative vehicles. Hybrid and electric cars, scooters, and segways have been in use around the city since 2002, mostly in parks, beaches, and stadiums, places where their size and mobility are advantageous to officers who must cover a lot of ground but may have little room to drive. This summer, 10 hybrid GMC Yukons will be in use in each of the five boroughs. And later this year, some NYPD parking enforcement officers will drive hybrid Ford Escapes. These fuel-friendly vehicles are replacing other bigger SUVs, and they join a fleet that already includes hybrid Toyota Priuses. Automobile manufacturers have not yet produced an alternative vehicle that passes that national standard for official police response cars. But the NYPD is full speed ahead in testing and implementing new vehicle technologies, along with other alternative energy initiatives in progress at the police academy, police headquarters, and all station houses. In sum, NYPD Blue is doing its part to make NYC green. Before we go, a note about the video edition of our podcast. Catch a day in the life at the police academy with this month's graduating class, online and on iTunes. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. Visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com or call 212-RECRUIT for more information. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. I'm Jesse Peterman.